The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. It's your friend Matt back again as we're about to embark on this 10-minute sports journey of ours together. I will remind you at the top here, please subscribe to the pod. Do it in a couple of different ways. Follow along on the Daily 10 feed. Or follow on my name. You can search it out, Matt Chernoff, just to guarantee you get this each and every day around 10 a.m. We have a lot to cover today, including Vegas, I think, has a clean old-fashioned perspective on Georgia Tech that is pegged correctly. Plus, Kirby Smart is closing in on some more history at Georgia. Falcon fans should be thankful for this game on Sunday and yet another made-up Braves trade that is juicy, but just equally as ridiculous. We'll cover all that and more. But first, let me remind you, we are brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first sports travel service, offering you, the sports fan of Atlanta and Georgia sports teams, premium travel experiences to watch your favorite teams play on the road with game tickets, very cool VIP meet and greets and tailgates, 4- and 5-star hotel accommodations, and so much more. We've got our Dirty Bird trip to New Orleans coming up December the 18th. Those spots are filling up very quickly. I'm thrilled to see the response to the trip. I'd love to see you guys join in for a hotel stay at the JW Marriott right on Canal Street, VIP meet and greet with a tailgate with Brian Finneran and Bobby Hebert for you to have a chance to interact with them, game tickets to see the action on Sunday at the Superdome. Overall, it's going to be a great weekend in New Orleans. You can book your spot now at atlsportstrips.com. That's atlsportstrips.com. Let's start with Georgia and Georgia Tech. Clean old-fashioned hate will renew its rivalry Saturday in Athens at noon. Georgia is a 35.5-point favorite in the game, that number according to the Caesars Sportsbook. And that number feels about right considering Georgia has won the last four games head-to-head against Georgia Tech by an average of 36 points. I did peek at the weather Saturday in Athens. It's expected to be 57 degrees with a 60% chance of rain at kickoff, so keep an eye on that as we get closer to Saturday. You ask, what's the ticket demand for this game? Well, the get-in prices all across the secondary market range from $45 to $55 to $60, depending on where you look. I saw lower-level seats between the 20s somewhere in the $145 range, ranging to about $160. So there's still an opportunity to get into this game for a fairly inexpensive price. And from the Georgia fan perspective, for those who don't have tickets, they have some decisions to make. Do we sit at home and watch this game and save money to pay for the SEC championship game if we don't have tickets to see Georgia LSU? Do they save on those ticket prices and think about watching Georgia play in what should be a semifinal game of the college football playoff on New Year's Eve, again, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? So those decisions have to be made for the ticket buyers with those games coming up. Now for Kirby Smart, congratulations to Kirby, who became just the third coach ever to lead his team to back-to-back undefeated seasons in SEC play with the Dogs' win this past Saturday in Kentucky. He joined Steve Spurrier, who did it with Florida back in 1995 and 96. Kirby joins his old boss, Nick Saban, who led Bama to back-to-back undefeated seasons in SEC play in 08 and 09. It's worth pointing out, Kirby was also the defensive coordinator for those two Alabama teams as well. So the Kirby Smart resume is getting more impressive by the day. I think there's a realistic chance that Kirby could lead his team to a third straight unbeaten season in SEC play in 2023. Just a quick peek at the schedule. Georgia's got home games next season with South Carolina. They're home against Auburn in what could be Lane Kiffin's first year, if you believe the rumors about Lane heading to Auburn. Georgia's home against Kentucky. They'll travel to Nashville to play Vanderbilt. The cocktail party in Jacksonville against Florida. And then home games with Missouri and Ole Miss with one game left. The one to circle, the road game at Tennessee in Knoxville, which will be post Hendon Hooker. So we'll see what the plan is for Tennessee at quarterback. So I look at that schedule and I think it's very realistic that Kirby Smart could become the first head coach to ever lead his team to three straight undefeated seasons in conference play. That's some pretty heady stuff. Oh, by the way, Kirby's got work to do this season. His team is just four wins away from winning back-to-back national championships, which is something that only two teams have done in the modern era of college football. And I mean undefeated, undisputed, not a split national championship. Nick Saban did it at Alabama, where, again, Kirby was his defensive coordinator 2011-2012. The other was Tom Osborne, who did it in the mid-90s at Nebraska. I think it's going to be interesting if Kirby and Georgia win this national championship for a second straight year. At some point, do we start asking if Nick Saban will ever be as good again without Kirby Smart? That's not something that I thought was on the menu at any point during Nick Saban's career at Alabama. This season's a reminder of how quickly things can kind of change. Bama's lost two games. They very easily could have lost a third or a fourth or who knows, even more than that. And now Saban has to go through Kirby Smart and the juggernaut that Georgia has built to get to his ultimate goal, which is going to make things extra difficult for Saban here in the back nine of his coaching career at Alabama. Before we talk about the Falcons' trip to Washington and a Hawks defeat last night, I'll remind you, if you're looking for a great spot to watch all your Saturday college action on Rivalry Weekend, make it the Daily Draft. It's in downtown Woodstock, right there in the heart of Main Street, in the middle of all the bars and restaurants, is a two-story sports viewing paradise that is called the Daily Draft. When you pop in, say hello to Sean Daly and the great team at the Daily Draft. Let them know you heard Matt on the Daily 10 talking about them. You'll enjoy a chef-inspired menu, a craft beer bar, self-serve taps, and one of the biggest movie-sized screens in Metro Atlanta, where you can have a chance to win a front-row seat to that experience at the Daily Draft by simply going to the Daily Draft's Facebook page, give them a quick like, and then tag two or three of your friends in a post that says Front Row Seat Giveaway. You'll win yourself a $50 gift card, the front row seat on the couch, control of the big screen on a college football Saturday over the next 6 or 7 weeks. It's that easy. You can find out more on the Daily Draft's Facebook page, follow them on Instagram, or their website at thedailydraft.net. Let's get to the Falcons, who are heading to Washington Sunday as a 4-point underdog to face the Commanders for a 1 o'clock kick. It's a game with playoff implications for both teams. More on that in a moment. But if you look around the entire slate of games for Week 12, this is one of the more watchable matchups. On Thanksgiving Day, you'll get 7-3 Dallas against 7-3 New York. The Giants still surprising at that record. The 6-4 Patriots are at the 8-2 Vikings. Then on Sunday, you get the 6-4 Bengals against the 7-3 Titans, but that's really kind of about it. The Falcons and the Commanders both are alive in what is a less than interesting NFC for a wild card spot, and in the Falcons' case, for a spot in the division in the NFC South. Washington weather has it scheduled to be 54 degrees and sunny at kicks, so no worries there. There was a little piece of breaking news yesterday for the Falcons, and I don't mean the injury to Kyle Pitts. This one came from the source himself. Will Compton, the veteran linebacker, announced he is signing a deal with the Falcons, broke the news on his Twitter and Instagram pages. So he will be in Flowery Branch today to take a physical and help the Falcons, most specifically when it comes to special teams, for some depth there. All right, back to Falcons Commanders on Sunday. If you had this game as being important with playoff implications way back in August, now I turn to you for lottery numbers and stock tips because you can see the future. Here's what's at stake in the game. If the Falcons win, they would hold the head-to-head tiebreaker with Washington. They would both be 6-6, and that could be something to pay attention to over the next several weeks. If the Falcons win, they could take over first place in the NFC South if Tampa was to lose at Cleveland. Not impossible. The Falcons would also improve to 5-4 in the NFC, which could also be a tiebreaker scenario around the NFC later on. The Falcons have six games left after Washington, or excuse me, with Washington. But after they play the Commanders, they only have one more game against a team with a winning record. That's a trip to Baltimore in Week 16. Otherwise, the Falcons host the Steelers, travel to New Orleans, head to Arizona, and they're home with Tampa. It's not easy, but it's also a manageable schedule. If the Falcons win on Sunday, they would be 6-6, and Falcon fans can begin legitimate scoreboard watching over the next couple of weeks. I also think it's possible that teams like Seattle and New York, speaking of the Giants, they could come back to the pack, which could help the Falcons. Keep in mind, Atlanta's got a tiebreaker with Seattle. They've got a tiebreaker with San Francisco, and if they were to win in Washington, they would have a tiebreaker with the Commanders. If you're just eyeing the division itself, Tampa, as I told you, is at Cleveland on Sunday. Then they're home with the Saints. Then they go to San Francisco. They're home with the Bengals. They make a trip out west to Arizona. They play their final home game with Carolina before the season finale in Atlanta, which, who knows, maybe that could be for the division on the final Sunday of the season. All that could be contingent on the Falcons winning Sunday, which is the toughest part of this scenario because Washington is playing very good football. All right, before I talk about a Braves trade scenario, let me mention quickly, the Hawks lost to the Cavs last night, 114-102. It was a forgettable night for DeJounte Murray. He's been really good to start this season. He just didn't have it last night. He scored 11 points. He was 4 for 17 shooting. He was 1 of 4 from 3. The Hawks were led by Trae Young, who had 25 points and 10 assists, but he was only 1 of 8 from 3-point ranges. His tough shooting stretch continues. The good part of last night was the rookie A.J. Griffin, who was starting in place of DeAndre Hunter, who was out with an illness. A.J. scored 17 points on 7 of 11 shooting, 3 of 6 from 3 in 35 minutes. A.J.'s been really, really good. A real surprise to see a rookie with this much impact taking number 16 in the draft and specifically doing it for Nate McMillan, who just does not have a history of playing rookies. The Hawks are back home tomorrow night against Game 7 Kevin and the Sacramento Kings. The return of Kevin Huerter, I'm sure, will bring a nice reception in his return. We are brought to you by our good friends at Peachwood Floor Coverings. If you're a homeowner who is considering the home renovation process and flooring and carpet and tile, that's one of your plans, I would highly endorse the folks at Peachwood Floor Coverings. They did our flooring and carpet project, and I love the job they did. We had a chance to meet the owner, Ryan Cornell, and his team at Peachwood, who came out to my home for a free consultation. They will do the same for you, and you can schedule that at peachwoodfloorcoverings.com. With them, they brought hardwood samples, carpet options. We made our choices. They were demoing our floors in the next 48 hours, and they installed our new hardwoods and carpet about a week later. It was just great top-to-bottom service. We love the look. They've done a great job of making sure we were happy, and you will be just as happy if you book them at peachwoodfloorcoverings.com or call 678-935-6901. Mention Matt, that's my first name, and the Daily 10, and they're going to take 10% off the price of any flooring, tile, or carpet project that gets on the books this month. I joke around a lot here on the pod and the radio about made-up trades, and I think they're fun to look at, but some of them are just borderline ridiculous. This is not one of my made-up trades. This one came from Sports Talk ATL, who had a piece up about three blockbuster trades that they were pitching. I wanted to focus on one of them. And all due respect to Sports Talk ATL, this is the dumbest of the three. This one included the Braves trading for Shohei Ohtani, which has been a very popular made-up trade this offseason. So in this fictitious trade, Atlanta gets Shohei Ohtani. The Angels in return get Vaughn Grissom, Justin Henry Molloy, Ian Anderson, Bryce Elder, and Kyle Muller. My question is, why would Anaheim do this? Why would they ask for a Grissom and Justin Henry Molloy along with Ian, Bryce, and Kyle when they could ask for legitimate major league caliber star players? Like, this is what I talk about with these made-up trades. We're always big on, you give me your best and I'll give you the pieces and parts I don't want. And that's not a shot at Vaughn Grissom. We all like Vaughn Grissom. I still think the ceiling is high on Ian Anderson, but that package wouldn't entice Anaheim. Anaheim would ask you for Acuna or Ozzy Albies. They would ask you for Austin Riley or Michael Harris, or hell, they might ask for Spencer Strider and William Contreras in a package. So do it that way. Not that A, Shohei's even available, or B, the Braves wouldn't pay the freight for his $30 million salary, and he's about to be a free agent who's going to make $35 or $40 million a year, which that's not part of how the Braves structure their contracts. But let's remove all that for a moment. Ask yourself, if Anaheim said, okay, we'll listen on Shohei Ohtani deals, but we want Ronald Acuna, we want Michael Harris, and we want Spencer Strider. Or we want Ronald Acuna, William Contreras, and Ozzie Albies. Or we want Ozzie Albies, Michael Harris, and three of your top prospects. Like, that makes the deal at least more realistic. And at that point, I think you're a lot more hesitant to want to make a trade like that. As much as everybody would love Shohei Ohtani, his two-way level of stardom is unmatched. But if it cost you one of the best young outfielders in baseball in Acuna, who the Angels would ask for, or if it cost you what you believe is a young starting pitching ace with potential like Spencer Strider, or Michael Harrison, a combination deal with three top prospects, I think you would think a little bit deeper about making that deal. Again, it's a made-up trade. It's not realistic. It has no legs. But the Anaheim Angels are not giving up Shohei Ohtani for four or five prospects and one pitching arm in Ian, who right now is at his lowest value after an injury-plagued season where he took a step back. I love made-up trades. I have fun with them, but that one gave me a good laugh. All right, if you guys would, please hit the subscribe button, or you can follow this pod wherever your favorite podcasts are located. It'll be waiting for you each and every day around 10 a.m. I will talk to you on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan. We're back again here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
When you buy a used car, don't be taken for a ride. Get Ford Blue Advantage certified at Wade Ford, Atlanta's headquarters for factory-certified pre-owned vehicles. Go to wadeford.com. There you'll find a great selection of Ford Blue Advantage certified used cars, trucks, and SUVs. With Blue certified, nearly all makes and all models are in stock now. You'll find something perfect for just about any budget. Buy with confidence at the Wade Ford factory-certified used car outlet at wadeford.com. Wade Ford. We are Atlanta's Ford dealer.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.